Walk past Juno's Church of the Holy Trinity and you smell fresh-cut cedar. 3 years ago, the scent of charred ruins lingered in the air weeks after the March 12, 2006 fire that destroyed the building. The church was on the National Register of Historic Places when it burned. Juno Episcopalians had worshipped in the sanctuary for 110 years. For more than 50 years, the adjoining hall was the site of everything from potlucks to jam sessions and Shakespeare for the entire city. Now the new building is enclosed, but several $100,000 must yet be raised before the sanctuary can open. KTOO's Rosemary Alexander recently took a tour of the new Holy Trinity.
We had dreamed of June and July, and we can still dream that way.
The Reverend Jared Solides may sound like an optimist.
The more money we raise, the sooner we raise it, the sooner we can have occupancy. And so that's why I have the pessimistic view of the later fall.
Solides believes the congregation will be worshiping in the sanctuary by October. That's about $200,000 away. The rich smell of red cedar milled in Huna permeates the entryway and the sanctuary. That's where we begin our tour.
What you can't see on radio, but that we're enjoying here as we talk, is uplighting against the beautiful golden hues of the Douglas fir roofline.
Jeff Robertson is the architect.
It's a true timber frame with peg joints and hand-cut mortises built by a company out of Port Townsend. We designed it, they built it, brought it here and erected it.
Church member Lael Harrison is getting her first look at the new building. Harrison was born in Juneau, baptized at Holy Trinity, and as a kid, she knew every nook and cranny of the old church.
A lot of the spaces in the old building were sort of dark and dank and a little medieval, and this is bright and light and spacious.
The basic considerations in the beginning was to create warmth with natural local materials. The site being very challenging to get a separation of worship space and community center. So probably the easiest description would be sort of a Victorian Italian hill village. It's a multitude of roofs from the outside defines different shapes, spaces that are happening within.
While 100 years of history went up in flames 3 years ago, so did 100-year-old plumbing and other systems, as well as modern costumes, lighting, and gear for Theater in the Rough, housed in adjoining McPheeters Hall. Built in 1955, McPheeters was the site of everything from wedding receptions to meetings, concerts, plays, even an elections polling place. Church Council President Larry Talley says about 80% of the hall was used for non-church-related activities. Many of those users were consulted in planning the new one.
It costs more to do that, but at the same time, it gives us opportunities to raise funds in different ways. We wouldn't be able to get a Rasmussen grant to build a church, but we may very well be able to get a Rasmussen grant to finish McPheeters Hall because of the history of the kind of use that we've always supported there.
The church has even asked the city for a $150,000 grant for McPheeters. The request is pending before the assembly. Theater in the Rough founder Aaron Elmore helped design the new space. He says the new McPheeters is smaller, but a more useful shape. And the acoustics? Well, in the old McPheeters.
They're horrible. Even in here, even right now, this is better than the old McPheeters Hall was. Almost anyone who uses the hall is going to benefit from the fact that there is a PA system set up, that there is a raised platform, you know, there's a focus to the room. You put out enough tables, you can set people for lunch, but they all know where the speaker's going to end up. They're going to be visible and they're going to be hearable. It's going to improve pretty much everything that goes on in here. Even if you're a kid, you know, 4 feet tall, you're going to be able to sit in the middle of this theater and still be able to see what's going on stage.
Holy Trinity's insurance settlement for the fire is about $3.5 million. Construction of the new sanctuary in McPheeters Hall is nearly $4 million. That leaves more than $1 million to raise through loans, grants, and fundraisers. The Reverend Solides says the church has brought in about $450,000 to date. Solides says the building is on schedule and on budget. It's a slow pace.
Hoping to raise money ahead of the construction schedule.
Since the fire, church services and other meetings have been held at St. Anne's Parish Hall just a block away. Solides says the congregation could have waited to start construction when all the money was in the bank, but
rather than taking another 100 years to put together what was in place when it burnt down, we thought we would try to accomplish it in our own lifetime.
After the sanctuary opens, the next phase again depends on funding. Callie says if grants for McPheeters Hall come in, it will be next. Then the kitchen and popular craft shop, the Mustard Seed.
So if we got money to finish this in 2010, could be 2011 before the hammers quit.
In Juneau, I'm Rosemarie Alexander.